Well, it's a stable that we keeps popping up in the winning results column. We saw another winner last week in the two-year-old ranks from the Anthony Friedman stable, and we may just see another Group 1 to their name this weekend with Hanseatic. Brad Taylor is their racing manager. He joins us on the Big Sports Breakfast. Good morning, Brad.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Yeah, very good, mate. Thanks for joining us. I want to start off firstly, though, before we get into the horses on the stable itself. It's been a sensational couple of years. I know that before working for Anthony Friedman, you were in New Zealand with Jamie Richards in the Tiakau Racing team. What's been the experience like moving from New Zealand with one of the best stables, if not the best stable in New Zealand, to Victoria, and then the run of success you guys have had in Melbourne?
Yeah, I couldn't have asked for a dream job here in Melbourne. Since I've been here 3 years, I think we've had about 14 Group 1 winners, which is
pretty
good going for a stable that we only, like, max numbers here are 60 and work at one time. So, and we do, we'll only have a handful of horses to pre-train at once time. So we sort of only have around 100 on the books. Slightly over at the moment, but with the yearlings coming through. But, Anthony's very particular. He'd rather quality over quantity and horses that sort of aren't quite reaching the mark. He won't hold on to them for too long. He'll sort of move them over. And owners certainly appreciate that. They're paying good money for a daily rate. And if they're not going to recapture those costs, they're better placed in the country or interstate somewhere. And owners certainly appreciate that. And it's a better return on their investment. So it's been great since I've been here. I couldn't have asked for a better job. The horses we've got here, just Santa and Santa Ana Lane and Liar and Super's Death, just to name a few. Warning, for a Kiwi boy that grew up in the South Island, dealing with these multi-million-dollar horses, it's certainly been great.
And you could have another good horse on your hands. Obviously, Hanseatic, one of the favourites for the Blue Diamond this weekend, won the prelude. In 12 months' time, 2 years' time, what do you think we'll be saying about Hanseatic?
Well, hopefully we can say after Saturday that he's a Group 1 winner. He's got the runs on the board. He's taken good improvement from the first two runs. Anthony, as his record suggests, he's a very good, target trainer, and they peak on the right day. So the boys that ride him up at Flemington believe off his work on Tuesday morning that he's taken improvement off his last start win again. So
he'll
still perfect for Saturday. As it's been well documented, barrier one, we probably would have liked to draw in a couple out, but hopefully he can sort of get a nice soft run there, and it's the shortest way home. So he just needs a little bit of luck. I know the riders will be riding to beat him. So Luke will have to be on his game, but Luke's a very good rider. We'll just leave it to him where he positions up. He might be on the back of the leaders or 3 pairs back. If he got himself out of the trouble he was in last start, then, he only needs half the trouble. He should be hopefully winning again.
Yeah, sensational horse. I mean, $2.40 currently with the tab, Hanseatic. If you suggest that there's still improvement to come in him and he does put another PB in on Saturday, is there every chance, if he pulls up well, that we could see him in Sydney for a slipper? Or do you think, look, he's done his job, this is his grand final, you then send him to the paddock and you've got other runners in the stable that you target towards the Sydney autumn?
Look, the slip is certainly there, and if he won and pulled up well, we'd have no hesitation in taking him up there. That's always on the back of our mind. That's the pinnacle two-year-old race of the season, and we did it with Lyra last year, and she just done a bit of traffic on the corner there, and she flew home to run third. So this horse is probably a little bit more brilliant. There's no reason why he couldn't be up there and matching it. We had Supreme Idea win on Saturday, beating the one of the second or third favourite for the slipper. And to be fair to him, he's in a different league to her, that filly there, that one on Saturday.
Wow, okay. So he hands it like the best two-year-old you've got at home, or is there something else that you haven't produced yet?
Yes, he is, because he's put the runs on the board. There's a couple of run race ones there that we've got a nice opinion of that, might not, there's a Dundee colt there that might not be, sharp enough for a slipper, but he's certainly a really nice horse, and there's a nice entry book that we jumped out yesterday that's showing really nice ability. So, you know, he's got the runs on the board, and he's certainly shown at the moment he's our best two-year-old. But we've got a couple of nice ones there that are unraced today.
Now, Super Seth was outstanding in the Manfred last time out, just sat behind them, drifted in the marketplace, but just relished that soft ground. You thrown in the deep end, goes to the Futurity, Zara booked. How's Super Seth tracking, firstly, to Saturday? And then, would you look at a Guineas? I mean, that I know we saw Alligator Blood and Catalyst go toe-for-toe last Saturday, which was brilliant. Do you throw Super Seth in there?
Look, he's taken good improvement from that first up run. We questioned the track that day, especially, you know, he had the Group 1 penalty, so he had to carry the maximum against those horses that didn't have the penalty. So he did a great job. He's taken good improvement out of that. We sort of said that day if he won, we'd seriously consider the Futurity, and then, you know, Alabama Express came out and won the Group 1 and bet the older horses, and as I've said before, no disrespect to him, but he probably hasn't got the form of Super Seth. So that gave us a bit of confidence, and hence why we're heading to the Futurity. You know, Waikato Stud have bought him, and you know, last week's race against Alligator Blood and Catalyst was a Group 3, so that's probably no good for his future value where he can take on the older horses. And if he could be a weight for age winner against the older horses at 3, it certainly adds to their value, and it'd be a great job for Waikato Stud. You know, he could probably head to New Zealand as maybe potentially the best three-year-old of this well-documented crop. It's pretty handy. So after Saturday, we probably wouldn't back him up into the Australian Guineas. That's probably just a bit unfair on the horse.
Okay.
Especially when there's a Group 1 mile at Randwick 2 weeks after that. You know, you look at Saturday's field, the Hobartville, he certainly wouldn't be out of a place with microphone favourite. He'd certainly be one of the favourites. And, you know, most of those horses, those Sydney ones, are sort of looking for the 2,000 metres plus. So, you know, you don't have to take on Alligator Blood and Catalyst or a Boom. Horses would love to take them on, and we might have to in the All-Star Mile if we head that direction. But, you know, the Randwick Guineas, another Group 1, would be certainly beneficial for his CV before he hits the stud.
And just very, very quickly, you've got about 30-odd seconds, mate. Just Benjamin, how will it go on the weekend? An exciting import. And we had a text in here from one of our listeners. Who's better, Hanseatic or Chenier?
Oh, they're two different horses. I wouldn't mind owning either of them. They're both very talented horses. And as you saw with Chenier, 44 weeks off the racetrack on Saturday and was only beaten a length with a bit of a checkered passage here behind probably two of the better three-year-olds. So I wouldn't mind owning either of them. And just Benjamin, I've just watched him work here at Pinecliff. He's in really good order, and he'll be certainly hard to beat again on Saturday.
All right, thank you very much for joining us this morning. Brad Taylor, Racing Manager for Freedman Racing. What a lineup they've got. Just Benjamin in the first there at Caulfield. They've got Warning going around the Hobartville on Saturday. Hanseatic favourite for the Blue Diamond. Super Seth as well. The stable is flying. We thank Brad for his time.